www.thebeatsonline.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night edition, and we are kicking off the second hour of tonight's program with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And our website, which you can visit, is freetalklive.com. There is now Reddit integration of stories on the front page of Free Talk Live. It's always been sort of a social bookmarking website where listeners can suggest show prep that they like for Free Talk Live, and sometimes we talk about it on the air. And now you can do that easily with Reddit, so check it out over at freetalklive.com, and I think it's a pretty cool feature. So
indeed. And it is working a lot better.
Yeah. Great. Okay, so we've been talking, oh, by the way, 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. You can also call us on Skype by adding lrn.fm as a Skype contact. And we've been talking about the PRISM revelation or scandal or program or whatever, where the NSA has been just massively spying on Americans. I mean, I can't say anybody's really too surprised about this. We already knew about very wide-reaching surveillance programs that had been going on for a long time, but this is a new one that people didn't explicitly know about before. And the person who blew the whistle on it is Edward Snowden. He's a 29-year-old former technical assistant for the CIA and currently works for a defense contractor, Booz Allen Hamilton. So he's pretty much still embedded in the military-industrial complex, but he's done something really courageous, which is talk about what's going on. He says he doesn't think he has done anything wrong, which I really appreciate because I don't think he's done anything wrong. And in fact, I think he's done something vital to people's freedom.
Indeed. If in a government that's supposed to be of the people, by the people, for the people, I don't believe that. And if you do, you're living in a dream world. But in that arrangement, we have to have information in order to be able to vote for the people that we're supposed to vote for. And if you don't have information, you can't make the right vote. So therefore, whistleblowers are an important part of a functioning democracy. Yes, I know this isn't a democracy. However, the leaders of this republic, as they call themselves, are democratically elected. And in order to make the right decision, people need to have the right information. And this government has gotten more and more secretive over the last decade. Just an incredible amount of secrets are being kept. Somebody did some kind of statistics, and I can't remember, but it seemed like 10 times as many secret documents as there were before, is what I recall.
Well, it's believable, yeah. Because according to PRISM, it is actually the source of one in every seven, I think it's different. Well, anyway, I think it was one in every seven report comes from PRISM. So however many hundreds of reports that they've gotten at least one more out of every seven.
Reports of what?
Of intelligence reports.
I see. Intelligence reports are right. One out of every seven is coming
from PRISM. That's more specific.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I can't even imagine.
Are we talking like somebody writes an email and it has the word, you know, like hospital and influenza in it, and then it triggers some alert?
No one knows. The only thing we do know is that if a employee for the NSA or the CIA, whoever's watching this using PRISM, if they discern the communique coming in, the data flowing through the internet, which it's true, it does, most of the information around the entire world does flow through, like Virginia. You know, it flows through America. If it comes through and there's a 51% chance that it's foreign, then you know,
they're allowed to look.
That's all you know. That's all you know, is that if they, whatever that criteria is in their mind, they're profiling, and nobody knows what that is.
That's ridiculous to even have that as a criteria. It's
sure,
so arbitrary.
They don't even have an algorithm. It's not even like Google.
You need to be able to lie to yourself and say to yourself that this might be foreign. That's what they're telling the intelligence workers.
And that's what makes it okay.
And this is just useless information because so much information flows through the internet. There's no way that they could hire enough people to look at stuff enough that they would even have a chance to look at something that was important. And then you have the human error aspect of it.
Yeah, it seems to me like it's getting to the point where various government agencies are collecting so much data, so much information from the public, from people. How could they possibly sort through it? So to me, what this is they're building up a database of everyone's communications, and you know, if they want to get you for something, then they'll go back and look through it.
Right. Well, absolutely. The best case scenario here is that they don't do anything with all this information that they collect.
Yeah.
But historically, we can look back and we can see governments absolutely do information with do things with the information they collect. I mean, you have to justify your job, if not to your boss, to your own mind, to your family,
right,
to the people you sit down and have dinner with, to the person in your head that talks to you about your self-worth. You have to justify your existence. And if your existence is culling through the mundane emails and telephone conversations and Skype conversations that go on the internet, then what are you going to do? I mean, obviously terrorists are talking to each other in code, likely in other languages. So, I mean,
yeah.
How are you going to... It's baffling.
Yeah, like you think they're sending each other emails and text messages in English saying like, oh yeah, put the bomb over here. Here's how you do it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. The bomb needs to go near the hospital so we can cause an influenza breakout. No, they're not saying that. They already have predetermined code words for these things.
And you know, the thing that I despise the most that happens with this is that some of these people, like you said, what do these guys say to themselves? What are these workers that are looking at all this data? And they are looking at it.
Yes.
We know it's not, because people have called in and said, well, they're not actually looking at it, they're just storing it so they can look at it later. No, no, no. According to PRISM, they're looking at it right now in real time as it comes through the United States of America. And people want to say, well, look, if you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have anything to worry about. No, look, if I have a picture of my nephew and I don't want you to see it, that's my right to say you can't look at it. It's that simple. And Google, nowhere in their EULA, you know, their end user license agreement, says that I have to share that with anybody else but them. Okay, and so it's absolutely nonsense. It's not about what's right and wrong. It's about just the simple fact that can I have control over what's mine?
Oh, well, further, your taxpayer dollars, too. I mean, consider somebody's paying this person to cull through this crap. And, you know, I mean, to me, this is not a valuable task. So it should be able to decide how my money is spent, at least to some extent. And this is not a valuable task to me. I think this is wasteful government bureaucracy.
I absolutely agree. Now, to get back to something you just said, Brian, people can have privacy, and they can have control over their information. The thing is, encrypted email or something like maybe Tor mail is just not as popular as it could be.
No, it's
difficult to use.
Yeah.
It's hard to set up.
Right, that's true.
We've had PGP for 20 years, but it's just not very popular.
No, you're absolutely right. But again, in any, you sign a terms of service, or you checkbox a little terms of service anytime you use any kind of you know, product on the internet, some software or something. And when you can read that, and nobody wants to read that, and that's fine. There's websites that tell you what they say. And within that, I mean, yes, you could use Tor, but most of these things, most of these companies are supposedly part of PRISM, clearly state that, okay, we may share this with a third party, meaning like a corporation. Okay. But there's nowhere that it says that that third party is the United States government. And, you know, with that in mind, you should be able to use that. You should be able to use Google Plus or whatever with the peace of mind that the government isn't going to look at it.
We had a sponsor on the show at one point, Start Page, and I believe they're going to be rolling out Start Mail.
Yeah, I'm very excited about
which
that.
Which is supposed to be some level of security there. I don't know. I think PGP is probably the best that's out there. But
it's pretty good.
It's pretty good protection.
Yeah.
But it's, like you've said, it's a little difficult to get set up. The last time I got set up on PGP and that computer died, I really wasn't able to do it on my own. Somebody did it for me. So it's... Yeah, I mean, it needs something. We need something better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something to be said for being zen about it, I guess you could say, and just putting everything out publicly and saying, look, here you go, look at it. What's the big deal?
Well, I mean, I think that part of it is just the immense amount of information that goes across the internet gives you obscurity. It's like picking me out of a crowd of a million people.
Yeah.
And that, by the way, is, you know, that example is flawed because it, you know, there's a lot more information out there in comparison to the amount of information I'm sending around.
I think that's the real solution, though, is just flood these people with data. Just flood them.
Yeah. And that's what some people have been doing. 855-450-FREE. How do you keep your privacy online intact? It's Free Talk Live.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. This report reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your hard-earned money in the Wall Street casino. How you can bypass banks and credit cards and become your own source of financing. And how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. And it beats the pants off any IRA or 401k. To learn more about this method and to get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com right now. That's bankonyourself.com. www.bankonyourself.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show with Liz Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
Thank you for tuning in to Free Talk Live tonight. You can call us at 855-450-FREE. Tell us how you maintain privacy online or what you think of the government spying on us, or really you can actually bring up anything that's on your mind. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm, and we'd be happy to take your call.
spring season is home buying season, and this spring is likely to be bigger than the last few as far as home sales go, just by taking a look at how the industry is going. So if you're going to be getting a home loan, you should check with MortgageMinuteGuy.com. They, Roger Schlesinger and his team of experts, will work hard to get you the right loan for you. And there's a lot of choices out there. They're not going to just work on getting you the loan that you know, makes them the most money or the one that's popular right now. They're going to give you the options and explain them to you and make sure that you understand. So it's MortgageMinuteGuy.com. If you need somebody who's going to spend the time, take the time with you to make sure that you understand your home loan and get the right one for you. And if you've already started looking, make sure you get a second opinion from MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Let me give you their telephone number. It's 866-288-0088. It's 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
All right. We've got a call on the line. Let's talk with Robert, listening in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Hey, Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Great.
Great. This is horrible that we're all going through this, you know, with the, Verizon, they'd be able to tap into people's lines and stuff like that. I don't know if I have Fairpoint Communications, so I don't know about that, but, you know, I shut my cable off for my TV about 6 years ago when I realized all the garbage I was watching on it and all the lies.
Yeah.
When I started listening to Free Talk Live, which was probably right around that time, at first in the beginning, I really had a hard time trying to believe a lot of this stuff. But what you're saying nowadays, it all makes a lot of sense. And I mean, there are some things I don't agree with, but...
Robert, I have a question I'd like to ask you. Do you use as a strategy to get privacy, kind of disconnecting from things like TV and the internet and phones? Are you kind of living off the grid?
I'm thinking about just shutting off my internet service completely and going right off the grid because, I mean, I don't want the idea, if I'm talking with somebody on the phone, it's between me and that person. You know,
unless you're on Free Talk Live, then it's between all these radio listeners.
But I volunteered to call into the show.
Yeah, I know. I was just being funny.
Call me. Well, right. I understand that. But I'm just thinking about, like I said, I enjoy listening to the show and other things, but I'm thinking just going right off the grid, you know, sandbag.
Yeah.
You know? Some people do that. And, Mark, you kind of live off the grid, don't you?
I have a certain level of self-sufficiency that I go through. But I don't do it really for, privacy reasons as much as I just do it sort of because I've got the room, the land, and an interest in that area. And I think that it creates it's a quality of life issue.
Yeah, there's some interesting... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's fine, Robert. You go ahead with your thoughts.
I'm thinking that if I need to have some kind of form of communication, I mean, I can just go out and get me a CB, and I got me an Avanti AV Astrobeam antenna, and I can talk all the way around the whole world with this thing.
Sure can.
If I need to, but I mean, it's getting to that point to where, for me, anyways, that If I gotta communicate with the rest of the world, it's either on a CB radio or I'll send out a letter. I think a letter would be safe.
I don't know about that.
They're checking letters. I mean, they're looking through people's letters.
Definitely, if you send a letter to somebody who's in jail, it's going to get read by some guard or something.
Something that's interesting that some people are theorizing, a lot of bloggers and some tech writers, is that this is actually a government conspiracy of sorts to get people to not want to use the internet anymore because the internet is apparently the savior. Of freedom, and which maybe I don't think the government's that intelligent to be able to do that.
Yeah, me neither.
Not at all. But something I would like to see come out of this is like a pirate data packet radio, which is where you can actually send data over radio signals.
Yeah.
Things like, I'd like to see alternative technologies come out of this, but I totally understand, Robert, I get it, you wanting to just unplug because it's just, I mean, it's too hard to even wrap your head around sometimes,
Yeah.
It is, and then it depends on, who's on the other end of the radio, too. I mean, I know back in the 80s, I mean, there was a lot. There was a big phase that was going on where everybody was getting a CB radio. But then it turned into where there was a lot of adolescent behavior going on and you know, just a lot of abuse and stuff like that. But then now we're getting into the Internet, and then they were kind of, everybody just kind of like, you know, walked away from radio because, you know, again, for the Internet, cell phones, track phones, all that stuff. But I'm really seriously thinking about just going right off the grid because, you know, if they want to know something about me, they can come see me, you know. But
yeah, Robert, I understand where you're coming from. Thanks for calling in tonight. I appreciate that. I hope he doesn't go off the grid quite yet because I have a suggestion. There was somebody that we interviewed at the Bitcoin conference named Trace Mayer, and he had a website called, I can't remember if it was How to Disappear or How to Vanish, but it's Trace.
How to Vanish.
How to Vanish, okay. HowToVanish.com, is that right? So it was Trace Mayer, and you can hear our interview with him from May 19th, I think, of this year. And I thought it was interesting because he was giving really practical tips on how to get more privacy, and he's got a really popular blog because people demand that kind of thing.
Yeah, I understand why people want more privacy. I get it.
Privacy isn't free. You know, that's the only thing. It's, you have to work at it. It takes time, and it takes, sometimes takes money as well. So it's unfortunate that those costs are kind of built into a modern life and the government has made it that way. But, you know, it's something to be aware of nonetheless. So I thought, I liked what he had to say because he was trying to help people get privacy in as cheap of a way as possible, like in terms of both time and money. So he wanted to give basically easy tips for getting that level of privacy in your life.
That's what people want, easy tips.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE, that's our number here on Free Talk Live, or call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Do you want to continue on with hearing about the Guardian piece on Edward Snowden? He's the whistleblower on this PRISM thing that Robert was calling in about. So here's what he had to say. I always like to hear what's going on for these people who are actually the whistleblowers.
The quotes are gold.
Yeah, I really enjoyed reading Bradley Manning's testimony recently in court a couple months ago when he was finally allowed the chance to speak after being in jail for, brig for 1,000 days.
Wasn't that testimony, though, smuggled out and the judge was livid?
Oh, I don't know.
I think so. I think that was the circumstance. So they didn't want you to have that information either.
I'm sure they didn't. I heard they've been rehearsing for his trial, and it's just a total farce. I mean, the prosecution has had rehearsals on how they're going to best prosecute him. It's just, you can't even say it without laughing. But anyway, so for Edward Snowden, in a note accompanying the first set of documents he provided, he wrote, "I understand that I will be made to suffer for my actions, but I will be satisfied if the Federation of Secret Law, unequal pardon, and irresistible executive powers that rule the world that I love are revealed even for an instant."
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I want to thank you for the generous support of the Oklahoma food donations pouring in every day. In just 6 days, over 37,000 servings have been shipped. Your $25 and a subsidy from eFoods Direct will send a 7-day supply of food to someone in need. Please keep Oklahoma important, but we've got serious food issues. For example, the rising cost of food, especially beef. Last year's worst drought in 50 years, and the mandated ethanol production has dried up the feed supply for livestock. Chinese are offering $4.7 billion to buy our largest pork producer. Find out more and get the one solution you can count on at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Now get free shipping every day. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday night edition. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Call us and bring up whatever's on your mind. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. With you tonight in the studio, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And our website, one more time, is freetalklive.com. If you want to connect with Free Talk Live on social media, check out news.freetalklive.com. Not only will you find our email update list where we send out, you know, the big stuff about the show, like when we get a new radio affiliate or something big to announce, you'll also find the Facebook and Twitter pages where you can connect with Free Talk Live and get updates when we share show prep or things that we're talking about on the show, questions, and even giveaways. So if you like Free Talk Live on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, you might be finding yourself having the chance to win something from one of our advertisers at some point. So there's a little incentive to do that. And that's one more time at news.freetalklive.com. Oh, okay. Let's go to the phones. We have Frank in New York on the line. He wants to talk about the NSA. Hey, Frank, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi guys, how are you doing?
Just wanted to say that
you know, I had raised these issues in 2001 with the Patriot Act and the Homeland Security Act the following year, and you know, people really didn't seem to care. So in a sense, I'm amazed at why people are shocked with this. You know, especially after Obama signed the National Defense Authorization Act, which gives him sole discretion to remove habeas corpus to attack any American citizen or any citizen in the world without due process. And we knew that Google was, you know, Google and also Verizon were part of this NSA tapping. I mean, that was known back in 2006. San Francisco Gate reported that when the Verizon technician reported that they were building a booth next to the big Verizon center in San Francisco that was getting all this data. And it's blatantly illegal, and it's time for heads to roll. By that, I mean they should be impeached, brought to trial, and severe jail time.
I doubt that's going to happen.
We know that. We can say we doubt that it's going to happen, but the point is this is the biggest violation of civil rights and constitutional rights against all of America. We're not talking about 17 journalists that Richard Nixon had wiretaps placed on.
Yep.
We're talking about a nation of 100, according to the census, with its 26% error rate that's admitted. We're talking about a nation of 249 million people, with probably 36 million being undocumented or illegal. So the point is, it not only affects the American citizen, but it affects those foreign nationals that are in this country, you know.
Well, then clearly something's broken about the system, though, because, you know.
Well, it has been. It has been. But when people raised this issue 10, 15 years ago in different things, people were laughed at. The media, I have to be very honest, I'm amazed with the stupidity of not only the American people, but the corporate and the government's elite. And, you know, it's time. There are laws on the books that were placed in the 1970s that permit, that prohibit members of government from using their political connections for financial remuneration. And none of these have been enforced. None of these have been enforced. In fact, everyone could be arrested, their assets taken, they could be in jail. In government, I'm talking about senators, I'm talking about congressmen, I'm even talking about the presidents.
Absolutely.
A lot immediately after that are making $600 to $1 million for a speech. Look at what Papa Bush did when he threw up in the Japanese prime minister's lap, getting $1 million plus for a stupid speech that he didn't complete. You know,
yeah,
this
well,
is
it's
the
interesting
kind of nonsense that's been going on, and it's time for the people to stand up. And if they don't, you know, it'll be off to the FEMA camps, and that's how it is. That the United States is bankrupt. Our foreign policy is bankrupt. I mean, let's face it, even Hillary Clinton should be doing jail time for her malfeasance and negligence as Secretary of State with the Benghazi. And I'm not even talking about Whitewater when Vince Foster's financial records and law records from the Rose Law Firm were in her bedroom at the White House. You know,
I think to answer your first question, Frank,
there's enough material to actually put it into the government.
Frank.
Frank,
to answer your first question, I think the reason that everybody is, you know, why the American people amazingly, because I agree, like when the Patriot Act happened, how come they weren't concerned about, you know, habeas corpus going away and all that stuff?
I protested with other people as well, and it did no good.
Right, okay, but I think the reason people are confused, right? The reason that people are reacting so right now to this is because they're getting, the government's telling them that, okay, fine, this whistleblower was absolutely right. This is absolutely true. We have this prison thing. And then, but at the same time, all the companies that this supposedly applies to are saying, no, we're not doing this at all. And so I think the people collectively are like, what is going on? Yeah. We don't know. It's mass confusion as to where before they could prove, like with the Nixon thing, they could prove, yeah, no, it was Nixon, he did it. But now there's just this confusion, so it's like a running story.
They've proven this in San Francisco when the Verizon NSA data link that was illegal was made public. And nothing was done about that.
Frank, what would you suggest?
Research on that.
Okay, I believe you, Frank. I don't doubt that. But okay, so you said that you protested this and it was not effective. What do you suggest that people do at this point? And I understand that frustration. I share it too.
I think what you're going to have to do is what they did when Ceausescu's government fell apart. When they start to do more illegal things and start to make people, when they start to arrest people after January that can't afford medical insurance, that have no money because it violates the laws of the Obamacare, and with the national identification that's also specified in the Obamacare bill, it's time for everyone to get out in the street and do nothing and let the whole government and the system fall. But I'm going to tell you one thing about the companies. They have limited liability. Nothing's going to happen to Google. Nothing's going to happen to Verizon.
I agree.
Companies, because they're part of the NSA National Security Administration web. And if you look at who funded these institutions, CIA Venture Capital Fund did this. And, you know, so they had, in a sense, immunity. What's going to happen to the corporation when it goes to court? Absolutely nothing. So it's time for the people to either get sharp and start to think, or, you know, be prepared for, you know, a terrible dissolution of the United States. And I'm going to say this. The young people I see in New York City that are high school students, high school graduates, young college graduates, and I'm talking about people under the age of 30, they're totally clueless. They're totally, they have no understanding of history because they didn't
study history. That's a pretty big generalization, Frank.
It is a big generalization.
Do you think people over 30 have an understanding of history?
Haven't people always been clueless? I mean,
I think, no, not necessarily. No, right now it's the only people that can go to study liberal arts and to study history and to study political science and economics. Are really the affluent, because you come out with a liberal arts degree today, even if it's from a good university and you're not connected, you're going to be flipping burgers at McDonald's if you're lucky, or you're going to be working as a security guard. But the point is, there was a time in the 1950s and 60s where everyone studied history, and all of the middle and working class students that were in the university had to have the history prerequisites. You know, in their major.
But
that's why the Vietnam War was able to be stopped by students.
I don't know if I agree with that at all, Frank. I mean, history is only as good as the people that teach it, and generally people in power teach history. Wait a second. Let me make this point. And the people got all upset about the Vietnam War because they were going over there and getting their minds and bodies blown apart in it. And now that we don't have the draft, and I'm not advocating for it, I'm just saying that, you know, the average individual had a much bigger stake in that war.
The point is this, the middle class and poor had a big stake in the war. The very affluent didn't. And they could get college deferments. I'm going to tell you something about Vietnam. It scared the hell out of
me. We don't have time, Frank. Sorry. Okay, thanks for the call, Frank, tonight. Appreciate your thoughts. 855 450 free here on Free Talk Live. You want to get your thoughts in? Is everybody clueless about history? It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's the live Sunday night show. Stephanie with you tonight.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE or on Skype at lrn.fm. Once again, the phone number, 855-450-FREE. Call us and bring up anything that's on your mind. If you want a quick, easy way to get to Free Talk Live's online streams on your phone, let's say you don't have a smartphone app that, you know, you can have just play our podcast, you can go to m.freetalklive.com. It'll pull up the stream right there, and you'll be able to listen very quick. Just a pro tip from Free Talk Live.
So I read this web comic on a regular basis. It's called Quantum Vibe.
I love that web comic.
It's put up by and it's got a great jingle too. You can hear on the show, but it's put up by Big Head Press, which is basically my friend Scott Beezer and you know, a couple of buddies. And it's a story about I guess a young woman. Her name's Nicole, and it's set in the future, about 500 years in the future, and she's traveling around in various settled areas inside the solar system, and these areas are becoming more and more statist. Yeah, this is a webcomic that's set from, it's sort of a subtle libertarian webcomic. It gets less subtle at times, but, you know, it's subtle. It's it tells the story in a very compelling manner, and I think that you'll find it interesting. I especially enjoyed the part about her circling, you know, getting close to the sun in a spaceship, and sort of entering into an elite cadre of individuals who had done such a thing. But go check it out. It's a free comic, and it's available at bigheadpress.com. And now, the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beezer have been collected into one trade paperback volume. Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole, available at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from BigHeadPress.com. And it's only $15. It's not like it's going to break the bank or anything like that. And by the way, Scott's going to be available to meet fans and sign books at Freedom Fest out at Caesar's Palace in July. And
I was wondering if he was going to the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
I do not believe he's going to be at that one.
Oh, no. Too bad. Okay, but we will, right?
Lone Star Convention during Labor Day weekend in San Antonio, Texas. And yes, we will be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And that's what? Is it a week now?
Is it next week?
It's really soon. I don't know exactly what the...
Yeah, it is.
You've got to do the math on the date.
Next Sunday, we are going to be at Porkfest.
Indeed.
So we'll be broadcasting live from Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire. I am so excited about Porkfest, and...
That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. It's Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Right. Like a porcupine, exactly. It's my favorite week of the year, honestly. It's something that I look forward to all year. Just amazing food vendors, cool events, awesome people. That's really the best part. And this year, last year it was the biggest Bitcoin event that I think happened so far up to that point. This year, it's going to be a huge Bitcoin event as well. So if you're into Bitcoin, Porkfest is a great place to be. And there is going to be a free market solution to the problem of internet, tragedy of the internet commons.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, and maybe that's all we'll say about it for now, but I think it has to do with a guest that you may have had on the show in the past, Mark, and
I'm really excited
about that. So, okay, one more time, Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. You can't buy tickets, but you can walk in and register there. So, hope to see you. All right, 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. Let's talk to Dave, listening in Youngstown, Ohio. Hey, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I want to talk about some computer security problems that people seem to have.
Oh, sure.
I know from personal experience that none of the individual ones out there, you know, the like Tor or Freenet Project or even Bitcoin are completely secure within themselves. But you know,
this is true.
All of the technology that goes into any one of those three, if you take all three of those and put them together, you would have a very secure system. Because one of them splits up files, for instance, and puts them on different computers, usually at least 10, so that you're only downloading part of the file at any one time. You have to go out and find. And not only that, you can't go directly to it. It has to be, you have to go out and search for a file and all the parts of the file, and then it's downloaded to you from all the different places. Tor kind of obscures your IP address. Mm-hmm. Bitcoin, of course, all their things go out to everybody that's on the system at once.
But it's anonymous.
Right, it's completely anonymous, while the other two are not completely anonymous.
Let me ask you this, though. I get the idea of combining them, and I guess what happens to me is I'm your average internet user, not a crypto expert or anything like that. And I just think to myself, man, that sounds slow and difficult. I'd have to do learn a lot of things.
Like a Tor for dummies that Mark could use.
Right, and that's kind of how I feel about
dummy,
this. Is,
Mark.
I'm for it. But I'm just, I rear back at the amount of work that I would have to do. Because I know that using certain, for instance, just using PGP, I know that it's more difficult to use than regular email.
That's right. But the technologies are also out there to make it very, very easy for anyone to use. They just have to make it user-friendly, and that's a very easy thing to do. Combine that with PGP or GPG, as they say, which is the open source. If we just put all of these technologies together, we could have an extremely secure internet.
Yeah,
that's really all I have to say.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks a lot.
I do want to add that I think I think that's a great idea. And that's another solution. Is like, how do you deal with this stuff like Prism that we're talking about, where we're being surveilled by the government? Making it as complex as you can as well is another good way, to discussing. This is one of those like really extreme thoughts, but something that always worries me is that a lot of those programs that we're talking about are made for and used on Microsoft Windows. And Microsoft Windows is something that is known to have plenty of backdoors built into it that go right to Microsoft, because you don't actually own Windows. When you buy a copy of Windows, say you actually went to Staples, I don't know who does this, but say you actually went to Staples and you bought a copy of Windows for $400, you didn't buy Windows. You bought a license to use Microsoft software. You own nothing but like 25 digits.
Right.
That's it. Okay.
Makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, and in so doing, they hold the right, and this is in, we talked about earlier, the end-user license agreements. In the EULA, that's what they call that. It says...
That's the thing that hangs in the back of your throat, right?
Yeah, right.
That's the uvula.
Thank you, Dr. Murphy.
Thank you, Dr. Murphy. But in the EULA, it says we can just turn this off. And so essentially, they could just, turn off Windows on your machine. Now, that's going a little far, okay? But something I would also recommend to people, the reason I bring that up, is to get into learning how to use Linux. Okay, if you're looking for security, having your operating system that all those programs even runs on in the first place, it's a great idea to get to learn about the most secure operating system you know, on the planet, which Linux happens to be.
Isn't Android operating system more secure than Linux?
It's Linux based.
Okay.
Android
is basically
Linux.
The same thing.
Yeah, there's really only like three or four different. There's another one that's called BSD or FreeBSD, which is based off of Linux. I mean, there's Unix, you know, there's a bunch of these, but you don't want to, I mean, just to keep it simple, Linux is one of the best things you can use, and it gets better all the time. In fact, there's one called Linux Mint, and most commentators now are saying it's actually the best desktop operating system you could possibly get. It's better than Windows.
So I've got Ubuntu on a machine, and yep. I've used Ubuntu on machines, and,
sure.
You know, like, I'm all for the ideas that we're talking about here in this segment.
Right.
It's sort of the implementation. You know, then suddenly I've got to get Adobe Audition, so I can cut up an ad for a client and take a portion out of the show so they can hear their live read or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it won't run on one of these, it's only going to run on Windows.
This is true. But there's alternatives. Like there's Audacity, which does...
That runs on Linux.
Which
Windows
runs on
and
Linux.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've had the same email address for 6 or 7 years, which goes through Gmail, and anything that I might route that to get a little get more safety is going to have to go through Gmail anyway. It's just going to be routed through it, and so therefore I might as well just use their interface.
Well, I mean, you're a public figure, like you're using Gmail, you know, marketfreetalklive.com,
right?
I mean, yeah, you're not going to get really any. I don't know what security to expect as kind of a public figure in that regard. But the average person could, like you mentioned, start mail earlier. You could go into that. There's Tor mail, which you could use through Tor, which is what the caller recommends.
I was just thinking
Tor.
That. Like, what if Mark forwards all his Free Talk Live email to a Tor mail address and then only replies through that or something like that?
You could, but, I mean, email isn't... There's another program out there called BitMessage, which is kind of new that's getting looked into. That, as far as I know, only runs on Windows, but... It uses a peer-to-peer kind of message system, so that you can send stuff remotely, and it uses an address that looks like Bitcoin. So, I mean, there's a lot of options out there, and it takes a little research, but that's the price of privacy.
Sovereign Tech, SOVRYNTECH.com. That's Brian's technology podcast if you want to hear more
about
this.
And we talk about this stuff a
lot. Hour 3 is coming up here on Free Talk Live. We're going to talk about privacy, maybe some other stuff, including the trauma of an ex-drone pilot. Stay tuned. This is Free Talk Live.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealswithclubs.eu. No seals or marks in the making of this advertisement.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.